Sorrell published the book on his own expenses in Kovna. And the book was republished by the Bali Musar a number of times, even as late as the 1930s, it was republished by the Slabodka Yeshiva in Slabodka. And that's why you have, among Jews, the famous list of the 13 principles of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. It's a poster. You can get it from Torah Masorah. It's hung in many fine Jewish homes. That's how Benjamin Franklin became Jewish. That's how he got into our homes. Because those 13 principles are Franklin's principles. And there have been a number of interesting books, theses, articles written about the relationship between the Bali Musar and Benjamin Franklin. Kabeles Oemes Mimisha Omra is a great principle in Jewish life. We accept truth from whomever says it. That was the Rambam's response when he was criticized for quoting Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. If it just so happens that if a person will live by those 13 principles, then he'll be a better person and the world would be a better world. And Rabbi Yisrael is the one, it's to me it's fascinating because it's perpetuated only by the Jews. It's not in the schools anymore. You don't see Franklin's 13 principles, you know. In the secular world, which Franklin helped bring about, he's not much. In fact, they all write revisionist histories about him, and they all say he really didn't discover electricity and all of these things. You know, they make him out to be at least Robert Redford. But in the Jewish world, without mentioning his name, his ideas still exist. Positive ideas, his good ideas, the connection that a person has to godliness and to soulfulness. Is that way in many areas of Jewish life today. Things that when you see the Jewish Daily Forward, which for almost 100 years fought a bitter war against traditional Jews and traditional Judaism, today its readership is almost entirely. The only Yiddish-reading Jews left in the United States practically are traditional Jews, religious Jews, Orthodox Jews, so they have to cater to that element. Their survival is due to the fact that their enemy did not succumb. And there are hundreds of other such examples in Jewish history. So that's part of the greatness. But the Musar movement... The Musar movement was the complement, was the necessary missing piece that went together with the yeshiva movement, that at least in White Russia and in Lithuania sought to combat the ravages of assimilation, of the Enlightenment, of Haskola, and sought to lighten the load, the burden, the terrible burden of poverty and of life that the Jews suffered there, because it gave them that added spiritual dimension, enhanced their lives, and made out of them great people, and their influence and their example still lives amongst us today.